Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Forge D20 podcast. I'm your host, Zach Coldiron. I'd like to welcome you to... This is kind of a filler episode of Tales of Lodrianth. We decided to have a little bit of fun to get to the Ferriot Inn and Motel, where the party will be staying and being babysat by Dalcom Goldshrike. But this is just a little fun side episode that we enjoyed having while we set up for what's to come in this arc. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in, and let's go ahead and get started. All right, we're going to pick off you guys leaving the church.
Well, now that we have a bona fide fucking babysitter with us for the rest of eternity, or forever long we're here, I guess our chaperone could at least point us in the direction of the inn that his head attendant said that was booked for us. Where is that?
To the ferry yacht. Follow me to the ferry yacht. This way, this way.
The ferry yacht, what the hell is that?
I don't know, it might be a beast.
As you all are navigating the streets of Eflar, you all are leaving the graveyard, you make a left, and you're just walking through the city streets as you all are getting closer to your destination of the Ferriot Inn and Retreat. You all see a squadron of automatons led by a elven woman with a black mohawk who seems to be harassing a small gnomish man with a bowl cut. You can hear talks of, "You're going to pay the 50 gold fine for soliciting services illegally without a permit. Now fork over the coin." What do you do?
He keeps walking.
I'm going to go and try to help this fella out.
Okay. You approach. You can hear that again. The female elven guard says, "Now fork over the coin."
"Dibble don't want to fork over the coin. Dibble just trying to survive. Landlord, kick Bibble out." "Why do
as
you
I...
to
Bibble?" Oh, shit.
No, you're good. You're good. Go ahead.
As I approach, I'm going to chuckle. "Oh, my friend, you no longer have to go along with our little dare. I'm sorry, officer, for the disturbance he has caused. We have just... he lost a bet. So there's no more need for this humiliation."
"Regardless if it was for a bet or not, the law was violated. And I'm going to have somebody pay this 50 gold fine. So are you
no worries,
to fork
no
over
worries.
The coin?
50 gold?
Yes.
Well, for someone of my caliber, 50 gold is merely pocket change. Here, take it."
She takes the 50 gold as you hand over a coin purse full. She looks at it. A smile belts upon her face and she puts it in her pocket. She looks at Bibble.
"Now, it's best if you don't do any further illegal soliciting, Bibble, or else you might find yourself banished to the disgusting Undercity. You've got that?"
"Bibble don't want to go there. Please no send Bibble there."
"Good. Glad we're on the same page,"
he says with a very evil smile as she begins to walk away with her squadron of four blue and black automatons. You want to roll a perception check? What are you trying to perceive?
I want to see her name badge.
Absolutely. Name. Roll me a perception check.
What's your name and badge number, ma'am? 9.
A 9. You are not able to catch her name and badge number, unfortunately. Wow. As she turns away too quick before you can even look.
I should have known.
You saved Bibble. Bibble no have to go to Eden. Oh, Bibble's so happy.
Don't knock Eden. too much. You could make quite a decent coin with your skills.
But Bibble's scared of the web. The web, they blow buildings up. Assassinate important people. And even civilians. And the human trafficking is scary. Bibble's scared of Eden.
Oh my gods.
Well, Bibble, I won't tell you to go there, obviously, but I hear your landlord kicked you out.
Oh, yes. Landlord, Sir Douche kicked me out.
Sir Douche?
Is that his real name?
It's spelled D-U-C-H.
Oh, Douche.
Okay.
I think that was just Dutch. I think that's just Dutch.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bibble hears Sir Douche say that all the time.
Well, Bibble, I'll help you out. I'll help you out some more. And in turn, you could do me a favor.
Oh, Bibble. Bibble would love that. Bibble help. How Bibble help?
Well, Bibble, as you can see, I'm not exactly... dressed to impress. My attire doesn't really mesh with the city. So, I'm wondering if you could help me procure maybe some armor. I've always wanted to be a knight.
Oh, yes. Bibble get you splint armor. You look like knight.
Okay, Bibble.
Bibble need 100 gold.
100 gold? I may need a new sword as well. I'll throw in an extra 50 for you. Keep the change.
Oh, you're so kind. To Bibble. What does Bibble call you?
Hold on. Dalcom's going to walk forward. He's going to hand on Bibble's head, grabs his holy symbol, and a glow with a silver light.
Well, Bibbin, if you run away without getting us the things, I will know. I will definitely know, and then I will find you. Knees.
You will do what to Sir Bibble?
Break his knees if he runs away with our gold. Or will your gold.
By the gods, man.
Bibble starts crying.
Bibble's scared. Bibble like knees.
Yep. Don't run away with our gold.
How could you say that about Bibble? He's such Bibble an honest and trustworthy man. Just look at him.
Bibble looks like a man who was just caught by the city guard doing a crime.
You would put a man down on his luck?
I don't know. I don't know Bibble. I know nothing. Is he lying to us? He might be lying to us. That's all I'm saying.
Bibble tell no lies. Bibble honest. Bibble work hard. Bibble struggle.
Bibble fucking cries a whole fucking bunch.
Well, Bibble, since I am doing you a favor and you are doing me a favor, I think that would make us friends.
Bibble has friends.
God.
Oh, indeed. You've got a friend in me.
Is he gaslighting the poor gnome?
What is this gaslighting you talk of?
Bibble know how to make gaslight.
I'm I'm sorry.
Look, we make gaslight. He takes some brass, like, tubing and some glass, puts it together, and he takes this canister, puts it at the bottom, and it creates, like, a fucking arcane torch. Gaslight! See?
See some kind of... Major.
To the fairy yacht. Time to go to the fairy yacht. My brain is hurting.
Bibble is a craftsman.
Oh. Like a plumber.
No. You see the guns and the arcane weaponry and the floating ships and all those things that you were asking.
Oh, those things I know nothing of, yes.
Well, Bibble here is a part of a fantastic, phenomenal line of work. You see, people like him are the people who've created these items.
Bibble nods.
Bibble. Morris looks at him. Bibble.
Could you perhaps augment weaponry?
Bibble ask how.
I don't know the extent of your capabilities, but I have a few weapons that could maybe use upgrades, but if you're not the man for the job, I understand. And he kind of looks away.
No. Bibble see weapon.
I don't know, Bibble. I don't think you could handle this kind of work, but I'll show you. He shows him the great sword. You see, Bibble, I have a great need to throw this sword. Often. I want it to be able to come back to me.
Bibble, no.
You see?
Bibble, no.
Mm-hmm.
Bibble, no. Bibble, go buy armor. And Bibble give boomerang. Boom!
What?
Me give you
a boomerang.
Boomerang. Great sword.
No. What? Now you see him, he starts looking. What? Boomerang, great sword. What?
Trust Bibble.
I feel Morris like a chain would do the same job.
He shakes his head left to right.
Trust Bibble. Very well. What have I done?
Yes, Morris. Bibble is my friend. Trust him.
Yes. Yes, he is your friend, and he can be mine as well as long as my greatsword comes back to me.
You see that,
in more
Bibble?
Ways than one.
Bibble, make you more friend?
That, yes. Big, angry friend.
Bibble going to make him big, happy friend. Bibble go buy armor.
Yes.
Bibble here, Fairyot. You stay?
Fairyot, yes. We there.
Bibble be there 30 minutes.
Bibble. He points at himself, Moros. Name points back at him, Bibble.
Moros, he points at you.
Yes.
Why are you talking to him like he's a dog?
I'm talking to him in his language. You wouldn't understand.
Bibble, forgive my manners. My name is Sir Lionel.
Sir Lionel, who the heck?
He covers his own mouth.
Yeah. Wait, I thought your name was...
He covers Lionel. The bird's mouth.
He's Sir Lionel! Bibble friend!
Sir Lionel.
Bibble go by. Bibble make Sir Lionel, Sir Knight Lionel.
Ah, yes, Bibble.
Bibble starts to, like, fucking waddle off in the distance.
Once he's a sufficient distance away, I remove my hand.
That's your name was Lloyd.
I'm gonna hand him one of my counterfeit fucking guild cards.
Take it.
It says Lionel on it.
Lionel.
Alright.
I do one of the few things I'm really good at, and I roll a natural one. I now believe your name. Time. You will never be called Lloyd again. You will never. You don't understand what you've done. He is never going to revert to you as ever, Lionel.
Oh my God.
Hello, Lionel.
Oh my God.
I guess your name is Lionel. Okay.
Well, off to the fairy arch.
I never thought I'd be using this identity.
This one? Like you have multiple?
Yes.
Okay, Lionel. Okay, Moros, let's go. We are in... Well, I am in room 221. I will get you guys, try to get you as close as possible.
Oh, thank you. I do not wish to sleep with you.
It's hurtful. I smell better than both of you, but okay.
I'm gonna take y'all.
Their ability to smell is questionable.
Very good. It's very good, actually. We smell very good.
Moros.
That's a bias, but okay.
I can Moros smell 3 miles away.
Moros, do you think he's a government drone?
Moros looks at him and kind of stops and looks and like he dead cold stops, turns and looks at the bird. Really stares at him.
I do work for the government. This is true.
Well, are you saying a drone metaphorically, like he's a government slave, or are you saying he's a drone as in a robot?
It's a robot.
Moros' eyes get really wide.
I'm not a robot. I'm very much, you know, flesh and blood.
That is what they meant here, to say.
Look,
to treat
and
you.
He takes a knife out and stabs himself in the hand.
Oh!
And you see blood. You see blood begin to pour out. See? Flesh and bone.
Moros runs up and uses lay on hands.
He's leaking oil, and Moros. He's leaking oil.
They didn't need to do Moros that. I could have done that.
Yeah, the proper verbiage is you're welcome. That's a funny way to say it. You fucking madman.
Why
Stabbing
would
yourself, you're not a robot.
I mean, why? I just am showing that I bleed. Yes.
Do you not know what jokes are?
Jokes.
Knock, knock.
Jokes. What?
Knock, knock.
Looking for wood?
Answer the door.
He turns around and looks for a door.
I walk away after saying boo-hoo.
Is this how you and Corus felt all that time dealing with me?
You were not so bad,
my God.
Morris.
No. Oh, gods. Thank the gods.
It was a lot more fun with you than it is with the bird. He's different.
He's fun. Just a little different.
Come on, Dalgum.
I'm coming.
Let's get to our lodgings.
All right, as you all arrive to the fairy yacht, the exterior of the building appears to be a three-story building with this very similar, like, spires that you're kind of seeing as a recurring pattern all over the city. The windows of this are square on the bottom but arched on the top, and the light emanating from the inside is yellow. You can see hanging off the front of the building by the door, there's a metal pole sticking out, and hanging down on the flag is a giant, like, script-like F symbol to symbolize the fairy yacht in and retreat. As you all enter the interior of this building, you see very beautiful tile floor with those quote-unquote gaslight lamps kind of lighting up the interior. Instead of a blue color, however, these ones are lighting up yellow, and you can see someone at the front desk, a very slim tiefling man. He has his hair slicked back, his devil horns kind of protruding back, kind of matching his slick hair. His horns are white instead of the black, which contrasts his hair. He looks very well put together. He's wearing some very elegant kind of clothing, some kind of black suit with a white undershirt. And he looks at the three of you.
Ah, Sir Dalcom, you have returned. Your dinner is being prepared. Will you be eating in the dining hall this evening, or shall we bring food for you up to your room?
The room. I have new friends. Under my watch, room close by to me, if we could. Room close by.
Let's take a look at our vacancy for the evening. Ah, room 220 is conveniently open. We could get a room for them. That will cost 5 silver pieces for a night's stay.
Okay.
And he pulls out 5 silver, places it on the counter.
Here you go.
Thank you so much, Sir Dalcom. Now, I do need a name for the reservation. He looks at the two of you. Whose name will the room be under?
This is Sir Lionel.
Yeah, Lionel.
Sir Lionel. An interesting
the
name.
The Magnanimous. Sir Lionel the Magnanimous.
The Magnanimous.
Make sure you add that.
Are you a man of nobility, Sir Lionel?
At one point, as you can see with my curate attire, I've fallen quite far.
Magnanimous isn't a word.
But as magnanimous as ever.
Exactly.
The word is magnanimous.
Very magnanimous indeed, good sir.
Why are we doing this? It's not a word, not a real word.
My squire knows what he's talking about.
This is... Oh no.
All right. Well, here is your room key. He hands you a literal piece of metal, very thin piece of metal that looks similar to, I would describe it as like an actual hotel key card, but it's made of metal. And it's got the, it's got this like sun shape on it. Like, it's yellow, but the sun rays are like disconnected from the circle in the center, and they're kind of like squiggly lines. Roll me a religion check. Lloyd can roll this at advantage. I mean, Sir Lionel can roll this at advantage.
That's a natural 20. Or it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Wow.
What'd you get?
Lloyd is just... rolls. Lloyd's torture brain is not working out.
He still might get it. It's a little easier for him.
Wait, what?
Religion check?
Religion.
Oh, boy, sorry, that's a success. Sorry. I wish. No,
but I'll tell you a second. Oh, yeah, Morris is the only one who has no idea that this is actually a religious symbol. This is the religious symbol of the god that this city is named after. The god's name is Eflar.
Oh, yeah, other gods in general. My good man, before we head up to our room, Sir Lionel the Magnanimous and his squire, myself, Sir Morris Omenborn, we would require sustenance, a meal, and drinks. Can you have that delivered to the room?
Of course, there is a food upcharge of 1 silver. If someone could please provide that, we will gladly provide you a hot meal.
I can come way past 1. Then he pulls out
and gives silver. Covering you guys while you're here.
Well, can't most people, Mr. Morris Omenborn?
He mentioned something about reaching 8.
Is that some sort of jab at me, my good man?
No, not quite a jab at all. But most people here can count to, Lord, I don't know, the millions?
Put the shovel down. Or keep digging. Perhaps I will take with me extra silver back. And he goes to reach for that extra silver.
Thank you, Sir Squire Morris Omenborn. We quite appreciate your
patronage, as well as you, Sir Lionel the Magnanimous.
I'm going to brain myself.
Your room is prepared. And your lodging is ready for this evening, if you would like. In the basement, there is a bar where you can enjoy leisurely activities. And on the rooftop, there's a pool and a hot tub. If you would like to use it at your leisure, please feel free to do so.
Ah, yes, a hot tub. And a pool. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to whisper to Dalcom. What is a pool? What is a hot tub?
I'm going to say it really loudly. What's a pool? What's a hot tub?
Oh.
Place to swim. Place to swim is pool. Place to swim is pool. A hot tub is, well, place to sit in warm water.
Don't mind my squire. I found him in the wild. I'm
simply yearning to myself.
We would highly request you do not urinate in the water.
There are other people there. Other people there. Do not pee in the pool. Do not pee in the pool.
Moros, it's like a public bath.
The pool in this place confuse me. Hot bath? Very well.
Are you not taking a bath before?
Sir Lionel, as magnanimous as you are, where would you like to go? My liege.
First, I'd like to eat.
Food will be delivered. I just ordered it.
Your food will be delivered in about 20 minutes. Please be patient. The tiefling man behind the counter gives a slight bow.
Moros looks at him. Tiefling man? I've never seen the tiefling before.
He's not. You are the first tiefling he has ever met.
You're telling me you've never seen one of your kind. You appear to be a tiefling, but your horns look vastly different. He squints his eyes a bit. How peculiar.
Yes, I'm not from around here.
Then where are you from, Squire Moros Omenball?
I am from the mainland, north of the Broken Spine.
Broken Spine. Oh, he must. He whispers over to Sir Lionel. Is your friend uneducated?
Found him in the wilds.
Oh, that makes sense. I ask because I'm pretty sure those mountains are called Jagged Teeth. The cousin from up there, actually. From north of there. This stays between us, of course, Sir Lionel, the Magnanimous.
Of course, yes.
I have fucking Dalcom ears. They're standing right here.
Dalcom is currently headbutting every time the fucking word magnanimous is said.
I wish I could feel pain.
Oh, Squire Moros Omenbort, I simply thought it would be rude if I asked you directly. I did not mean to offend you.
Moros nods. Very well. A fine first meeting, then.
Well, I'm
good.
I am sorry that I could not be the pleasurable first meeting with a tiefling that you have had, Moros Omenborn. He gives a bow. Your food will be ready in approximately 20 minutes. I will be bringing it up myself.
Very well, very well.
Good eve to you.
Room 220, where is that? This way.
Follow me. Nope, you're going the wrong way. Turn around.
Oops, Moros turns around. Does like an about face real quick. I meant that. I was just testing you. I knew that way was totally
up the stairs. Up the stairs.
Yes. As we're walking up the stairs. Good thinking. Good thinking, Moros.
Well, yes, of course. We have to test his reflexes and his ability to recollect memory.
Oh, I wasn't speaking about that.
Oh.
On the magnanimous.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's not a word. It's still not a word.
I don't know what he's talking about. Magnanimous is a fantastic word.
Lionel the Magnanimous.
Yes. It befits you.
That is a wonderful last name.
Yes. Now, well, you were going to say something, Dalcom.
You all hurt my head. You hurt my brain. I don't feel pain. This is a new experience.
Perhaps Sir Lionel the Magnanimous could alleviate your pain. Do you have anything for that magnanimous one?
I'm going to my room. I'm going to my room.
I have nothing.
Wait a second. As he goes into his room, does he get his own room and we have to share?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm used to sleeping out under a fucking night sky with a tent, no tent and just a sleeping bag, so this is fine with me. I'll sleep on the floor if I must.
Well, you're lucky because each room comes with two beds, so you are okay, you are okay.
Two beds.
As you all enter your rooms, by the way, there are two beds. They are both double beds, and there is something interesting sitting on the... There's like a stand of some kind. There is some sort of gray slate that is just kind of standing there, and you can see a small black rectangular object with buttons on it sitting underneath this gray slate.
Lloyd?
Yes?
Is that a boogie bomb? Moros is just standing there staring at it.
It might be.
I'm pretty sure that's what fucking bombs look like. Moros is going to move towards it. Does it have like a red light?
There is a red light on the bottom in the center.
Holy shit. Lloyd. I think this thing's actually a fucking bomb.
Moros.
What in the hell is what kind of place is this?
Open the door. I'm opening the door that connects our two rooms.
Hello, hello. Are you all settling in okay? What?
In the moment you say there's a bomb, Super Serious rushes over and looks at what is he looking at?
Oh, the gray slate?
Yeah. He knows what this is. Is it just a fucking... What, a TV or something?
It is literally a fucking TV.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, not a bomb, not a bomb. You are okay.
And he presses the red button to turn it on.
No! And then Moros, as soon as he says no, grabs it and throws it out the fucking window. What are you doing? And he throws it.
You threw the TV out of the window?
He out the fucking window. He screams, "What are you doing?"
Puts his head in his hands.
Runs, throws it out the window.
Galcom puts his head in his hands, and for the first time, you fucking imbecile! You motherfucking imbecile!
Morris.
He's grabbing you by the head now. He's looks you dead in the eyes. Beady black eyes staring into your eyes.
Bibble hurt.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, Bibble hurt.
Morris snatches, like, pushes Malcolm away for a second, looks over the edge, looks down out the window. They're up on the second story, looks down.
You see Bibble. Bibble has the splint armor in his hand, and he is like halfway crushed by this TV.
Oh my gods! Sir Lionel! No!
Malcolm takes off his armor, flies down, picks up the TV, and flies back up.
Bibble isn't hurt, like, bad. It's just...
Dalcom doesn't give a fuck about Bibble. He's more worried... Dalcom's more worried about the fucking 300 gold he's gonna have to...
Moros gets... goes running downstairs. He comes flying out the door around the... to where Bibble is. Is Lloyd with him or Sir Lionel in the circumstance? The magnanimous?
Yes.
So, Moros looks down at... because Bibble's screaming at his leg. Moros looks down. His leg fucked up. Moros gonna fucking... Oh, Bibble! Oh, your fucking leg! Oh, gods! Oh, gods!
Bibble
Lloyd!
Hurts.
Lloyd! I think I'm gonna have to fucking amputate it.
Can't you just heal him?
He kind of cuts with his hands at his neck. No.
You don't have to execute him. He's not a horse. He's not a horse.
I'm just trying to mess with him. Oh, Bibble is fine. You'll be fixed in a moment. Moros rubs his hands together. And he grabs his leg and he just starts... little rough. He just grabs his leg and starts putting it where it's supposed to be as he's using lay on hands.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's like moving it.
It cracks back into place.
He's saying, I'm sorry the whole time. I'm sorry.
Dalcom is... Dalcom's currently using mending on the glass and the... He doesn't have to pay the money.
Bibble.
Yes?
I'm so sorry that happened.
Bibble okay. Bibble no hurt.
Yeah, you're okay.
But it hurt Bibble in moment.
Yes, it definitely did. I don't know why Dalcom did that. I don't know why he threw that TV out the window.
I heard that.
To do that. He thought it was a bomb. I mean, who would think such a thing? An imbecile.
Bibble think he a bird brain.
I think so as well.
Dalcom grabs his hammer and he walks and he floats back down and he's like, I'm going to brain you both.
Bibble starts to scream.
I had to fix the fucking glass and the TV because you thought it was a fucking bomb. He takes his hands, he puts them on your face. Now, very kind, very kind.
Dalcom curses.
Choke you out right now as he moves his hands and then let's go. But I won't. I will not. And he rubs the side of your face. But do it again. And I'll throw you off a fucking cliff while you sleep. And he's gonna head back inside.
Not a very good chaperone if he's going to get that mad over having to clean up our mess. He looks over at
right.
Sir Lionel.
Now, what's the babysitter supposed to do? Clean up the shit.
Sir Lionel, your armor.
Points over. Bit of the armor that he dropped after he got crushed by the TV.
Yes.
Your sword is inside.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bibble, take great sword. Make boomerang great sword. Sir Moros.
You expected something awful. Moros is like praying. I swear to God, Bibble, if this sword is somehow bent in a triangle.
That's literally what he does.
I'm worried that you turned it into an actual boomerang, Bibble. Please tell me you didn't. And he opens his eyes. What do I see?
He engraved something onto your greatsword. It's in some sort of language you cannot understand.
Oh my god, it would be so funny if I threw this through a fucking window right now. right through that fucking window. It's fixed.
Me enchant with inscription in my language. It's a bibbledy gimble.
So
if you throw,
do I...
if you throw, it come back.
Throw.
You want me to try?
Yes.
Fuck it. I'm so sorry, Dalton. I throw it right back to the fucking window.
You hear a scream as he runs to the window, looks at you, points at you, and casts Guiding Bolt on you.
Does the greatsword come back?
Yes, it does. It goes up to the window and comes back. You can throw this up to 30 feet and it will come back to you.
Sick.
He's being very real right now, by the way.
Oh my god, a 25. That hits.
13 points of damage. You rolled very low.
You stupid son of a bitch!
I'm sitting there with like a greatsword in my hand. I've got like a crispy ash all around me. And like smoke comes out of my mouth.
He fixes the window again.
Worth it.
Some people are walking by seeing this whole shit go on and they're like, what the fuck is going on? You can just tell by their faces. But they just keep walking
by. Mind your
by,
business.
Minding their fucking business.
Mind your business. This is nothing to concern of you.
We're gonna call the Sky Watch.
Call the Sky Watch. I don't give a shit.
You see, they pull out a smaller version of a TV that you just broke, and they put it to their ear, and they're just
walking. Dalcom pokes his head out and pulls out his holy symbol. Using my new channel, Divinity, orders demand.
Put that down. This is official Order of Althea's business. We do not need the Skywatch. We do not need the Skywatch. They have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom save, you got it. Oh, 3.
DC 15. They drop their phone and keep walking.
That is exactly what happens.
Do not get the Skywatch involved. Do not get the Skywatch involved. Too much paperwork. Too much paperwork. Already a lot of paperwork. You have so much paperwork now.
Oh yeah, you have to write a report to Mommy now, don't you, for all the things that I just broke.
Not mom. More like sister. She's more like sister. Yes, my mom is dead. You all killed my mom.
I didn't kill. First off, whoa there, buddy. I may have thrown that fucking bomb out the window and nearly.
It was not a bomb. Not a bomb.
But I didn't kill your mother.
You were there when it happened.
I was there when it happened.
You were his friend.
I was there. And you're right. I was his friend. That is true. Very true. I didn't do it, though.
Guilt by association. Guilt by association.
Isn't there a right to a due process in this country? State thing.
This is not a court. This is... Nope, not a court. Not a court.
Morals looks down at the small bomb that she had in her hands. Let me take this. What is this?
Not a bomb, I'll tell you that much.
She dropped it.
She was gonna use it to contact the Skywatch.
Do you want this, Lloyd? Lionel?
Sure.
He hands it over to him.
Alright, you can add a... You can add a mini TV to your inventory.
Bomb.
It's a bomb, for sure.
Yeah. Be careful.
In parentheses, bomb.
You have no idea what it's called or what it is, so you'd have to get it, like, appraised or cast identify on it or whatnot.
You can look at my equipment real quick, Zach. Click on mini TV.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It says totally a bomb.
Totally a bomb. Now get up here. Get back up here. I have to do stuff before we go to bed.
Bibble,
to prepare you.
You've done me a great service. Moros gets down on one knee. Don't get any funny ideas. I'm not asking you anything. And he reaches in his pocket and he pulls out a coin purse and he reaches in, he counts out 8 gold. And he gives 8 gold to Bibble. And from a friend to another friend, thank you, Bibble.
Bibble, thank you.
I am sorry about your... Bibble, what?
Bibble can't count this high. How much money?
Mora smiles. I can count that high. Let me show you. 1, 2. He counts out to 8 very slowly. Ask Bibble to repeat it back to him.
1, 2, 3.
Very good.
He stops after 3.
You'll get there one day, Bibble. It took me a while as well. But this is 8. This is 3 times 2 plus 2. So 3 sets of 2 adding another 2. Or 2 sets of 3 adding another 2. Yes. I'm
Bibble
not good at math.
More sets of 2.
Moros
Bibble learned new number! Bibble learned 4!
My gods. He's a genius. How fast you're learning. Anyways, Bibble, I have to go back upstairs. The babysitter's calling and we're gonna get in trouble.
Bibble,
I already got the shot.
Bibble bid you goodbye.
May we meet again, Bibble.
Bibble will meet you again.
Yes, the magnanimous one, lead the way. It seems that Sir Goldstrike calls for us.
Who's Goldstrike?
Shrike, excuse me. The bird, the chaperone.
I only know him as Dalcom.
And Dalcom Goldstrike, but yes.
Alright.
Return to the room.
You see the room, you see 2 circles drawn in chalk. Oh my god, on the ground. Fucking brain fried. So, sit. You travel with me, you get this. You travel with me, you get this.
I'm not... Can I eat my food in there? I mean, the food's right here.
Yes, you can eat your food in here. It does not matter. I just need you to sit for...
Oh, they brought us mutton. Moro sits in the circle and just starts eating at the mutton with his bare hands.
Alright, cool. When they're both sitting, he's going to put a hand on each of their heads and aid at 3rd level. So... for the entirety of the next day, we are going to have 10 extra hit points.
Nice. All right. Anything else before you guys head to bed?
Moros gets up after the little ritual. No, that was cool. I feel a little better.
Yeah.
Sorry about the fucking mess.
No, it's just I can make the TV not look broken, but it's still broken. They're still gonna charge me for it when they find that out.
Nah, we found it that way.
Had we found that that way? I don't know what you're talking about. It was that way.
Sadly, they do a checklist before they open up every room. I know, because my last roommates broke the TV as well, and I had to pay 300 gold coins for it.
300 gold doesn't sound like that much. Like, how much more?
It is when, you know, you work on a soldier's salary.
I didn't know we all got paid. Moro says, and he kind of chuckles. We're getting paid?
No, you are not. I am, though.
Oh. Well, well, Lionel, the Magnanimous, and Dalcom Goldstrike, I, Moros Omenmorn, am going to
retire for the evening. Feel fancy talking like this. Anyways, I'll be over in the other room. He walks over towards the door and then over to room 220.
As you enter in room 220.
Well, good night.
As you enter room 220, you hear a knock on the room 220.
Wait, so after me and Lionel both go into the room?
Yep, you hear a knock on your front door.
As soon as we shut the door?
As soon as you shut the door connecting your two rooms, yes.
Gods damn it all! And then I'm gonna swing the door open. Goldshrike, I swear to the gods, if you... What do I see?
What you see... We'll have to wait until next time. As that is all for today's session, boys. Now, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode of Tales of Lothrienth, presented by Forge D20. Quick shout out to our patrons, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochilone, and Anakin Gross. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. And thank you to each of you listening. You guys are the reason that we keep doing this. No matter how tough times get, you all get us through that shit. And we really appreciate you guys so much. Love you guys so much. So make sure you guys become a patron on the Patreon. Follow us on social media. We're on Forge D20 Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a Reddit, Forge D20. But that is it. Thank you so much.
Do it or Bibble dies.
Yeah, Bibble dies. I've got him at gunpoint, motherfucker. He's going to fucking die. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
You have no idea how close I was to having Delk.
People say, take it easy.
Take it easy.